You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So this report I worked on was for an internship paper I was doing for my last semester of university. I did more than a month of investigations, research, and I really wanted to find different voices to curate a larger scheme report. Mainly, I wanted to know more about why it was important not to forget your roots and to maintain cultural identity. Growing up, I have somehow always neglected my own culture, and especially moving here, I really wanted to fit in with the New Zealand culture. But as I grew older, I realized my place and role as an identifying immigrant here in New Zealand, especially as I heard more stories and experiences from other individuals like me. I felt socially irresponsible for even acknowledging, respecting, and not being ashamed of where I came from. Although as many things are out of our control, so I wasn't able to get a hold of Jenny Salesa, who is the Minister of Ethnic Communities, so I wasn't able to create this larger scheme report needed. I chose Migrant Zine Collective because I believe that they have a very unique group with a specific goal and concept, which has truly inspired and encouraged many migrant-identifying youth to express themselves to the arts and media. So here's my interview with MZC's Helen Young and Jasmine Singh. Maintaining identity through DIY. In today's world of new information technologies, there has been a widespread of opportunities for alternative, community-specific media. There are many different types of medias that allow individuals to create and express for their communities. Mainly, with many immigrant identities here in New Zealand, it has become much more important to create an environment which allows multicultural and diverse forms of expression. To inform, educate, or even entertain, but mainly community solidarity and activism, these organizations or collectives have given minorities the opportunity to feel like they belong and that they are important. I speak to Helen Young, founder of Migrant Zine Collective, and Jasmine Singh, one of the organizing members for Migrant Zine Collective. Who is Migrant Zine Collective?
So Migrant Zine Collective is an Auckland-based collective that aims to amplify and celebrate the voices of migrants of color. It was founded by Helen. The release of Gen M, which is short for Generation Migrant, in early 2017.
And how about you, Helen? What made you interested in starting up this collective group?
So I founded Migrant Zine Collective in 2017 because I was really involved with activism at the time. Well, I still am. And it was in hopes of, I guess, celebrating my Hong Kong Chinese diasporic background and just, you know, recording down some migration stories from people that I love in the community as well.
What has inspired you to create or even widen this space?
So Jasmine and I met in 2017 through Shakti Youth, and we were both volunteering there at the time, and we were, I guess, involved in a lot of activist-based
stuff, and really wanted to have a creative outlet, I guess, for the migrant experiences that we wanted to collate and talk about, including our own experiences.
And then I was asked to do one of the issues of Mellow Yellow as well. Mellow Yellow is Asian-based zine collective in Aotearoa.
And then I think Helen just kind of wanted to have one place where people could come to share their experiences and also have kind of multiple zines being produced through this space with lots of different themes, I guess. So Gen M is collating migrant experiences, for example, and our most recent zine, Goodbye Turmeric Latte, is about beauty and health-based practices that have been co-opted often by mainstream white people and groups and don't really pay enough homage, I guess, or whatever to people of color and the stuff that we have created.
And I guess a lot of the activist spaces at the time were dominated by, I guess, East Asian experiences, and I just wanted to create I named it Migrant because I wanted it to be a more umbrella term that included everyone and not didn't, I guess, exclude other communities as well.
No, I think that's really awesome. So why do you think it's really important for migrants and this community to share their experiences?
I guess for myself, I grew up in a really white-dominated area on the shore, and a lot of these things about my identity were suppressed, I guess, as I was growing up, and that really inspired me to kick off Migrant Zine Collective as well, because it was just creating a space that was available for people to feel safe to talk about their experiences.
How about you, Jasmine? Is there anything you can say about that as well?
Part of it has been, I guess, moving to New Zealand and not feeling very welcome and comfortable within the spaces that exist here. And like Helen said before as well, a lot of the activist-based scene has been quite often dominated by East Asian people, and, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's nice to have another space that actually, welcomes more diverse identities and makes you feel comfortable in that way and makes you feel comfortable about sharing your migrant experiences.
What has your experience been in the development of the Zine Collective? Has it been hard throughout the year or pretty smooth? What can you say about that?
I guess when I first started in 2017, it was quite difficult to, I guess, motivate people, and because people don't know much about zines, I guess, and it was a bit difficult to get them to respond to my call-out posts, to submit their stories.
In terms of the admin side, I think it was good for us to kind of get a team together of people that were interested in arts-based things or in activist-based things, and then going from there.
We didn't get a team until much later on, though.
Yeah.
Only maybe this year or at the end of last year.
Yeah.
So was it like just the two of you who started out?
So I started up Migrant Zine Collective, and then Jasmine and I work really well together, and we're best friends too, so it was just natural that, like, we did it together, and we both have the, like, same sort of activist background as well.
So how has your activist background helped you through, like, developing this zine collective?
I think in terms of, like, the politics that we wanted to bring into it, that's been super important. We're both obviously very interested in anti-racist activism, feminism, and that kind of stuff, so that wasn't an issue for us bringing that in, and actually having that as, like, the main framework that we want to build, like, community solidarity through activism in using zines.
I think given that zines have a history of, I guess, being based in activism from, like, punk and Riot Girl, that really helped as well, like, tie in with everything.
Would you say it's pretty hard to express your cultural experience through art here in New Zealand?
I think for me it was... Let me have a think about it.
No, it's okay. You can take your time, honestly.
Do you want to talk first? I don't think it has been difficult, because for me and probably for Helen as well, when we came into zines, we came through some activist-based organizations and kind of doing art as, like, a fun side thing that wasn't really, you know, too stressful to spend your time in, and just, like, creating shit work, and that's fine, you know, like, just doing that as a way to express your identity, express what you're feeling, express your frustrations with being a person of color or a migrant of color in New Zealand.
Yeah, and I guess it just really tied in with me and Jasmine's academic background as well. I'm doing my honours in politics and international relations, and Jasmine's doing her master's in criminology. So identity politics isn't something that's, I guess, not familiar. Yeah.
Why do you think art's really effective when it comes to expressing views and feelings and emotions and anything like that?
I guess it's just something that's accessible to everyone, and that's something we strive for with the collective as well. I mean, anyone can make art. I think, like, you know, it's not good to follow like elitist values that only some people can draw well or make collages. It's an important form of expression that includes everyone.
Yeah, it opens up the idea of art not being reserved for like people that can only do good art. It's about creating whatever you feel like, and it just being something that you've done that expressed how you felt at that point in time.
Is the goal for Migrant Zine Collective maintaining links with the ancestral homeland, or preserving, restoring, or advancing the use of minority language?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of, I mean, all our work is catered to people of color by people of color. And for myself, it was a link to, I guess, my Hong Kong Chinese identity, and I guess preserving that within the pages of a zine. And that's really important to me. And I guess a lot of my zines actually feature stories from my parents and my family, and that just recording it down so to know it's there in future is really important.
So why is it important to maintain your cultural identity when living in a new country?
That's a very good question. I think for me personally, being like a first generation migrant that moved here, I didn't really understand or care much for my identity within like my homeland, and moving here made me realize how important that was, and how I needed to make sure that I expressed that and actually held that close. And part of doing that is creating art and allowing other people to create art that is reflective of their personal experiences and even in their own languages. So we always accept submissions from people that are in different languages, because that's part of expressing your cultural identity and being strong in that identity.
Yeah, no, that's actually super interesting, because I totally feel the same. Like, even before I moved here, I was like, you know, I wasn't intact at all with my own identity, my cultural identity. And even moving here, like the first few years of, you know, growing up, I was just like, whatever, I don't really care. But then as I get older, I felt like, okay, I think it's time for me to start like appreciating and realizing where I come from and why it's like important.
Yeah, I feel like that was me growing up as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess just being amongst like a lot of white peers, growing up in a kind of white school, it erased a lot of my identity. And yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. What do zines contribute to discourse that isn't already present in mainstream media?
So a lot of the zines that we produce, and zines in general, since they're self-published publications, they often carry a lot of perspectives and views that aren't necessarily accepted by mainstream media and aren't necessarily allowed, I guess, within mainstream narratives and understandings. So that's one of the main ways in which zines are a radical break, I guess, from mainstream media and mainstream representations of migrants and people of color in general.
Yeah, I think for myself, having worked in mainstream media before as well, there's a lot of the writing, I guess, misrepresents migrant communities and people of color. A lot of race baiting happens, stereotypes, and zines just, you know, are a break from that, and they combat these kinds of stereotypes that media is presenting.
They're created by like migrants for migrants, so yeah. It's that aspect of it that's much more appealing, I think, to people of color as well within zine making.
All right, so last question: what are you hoping for the future of Migrant Zine Collective?
I guess we really want to expand our team further and become a proper organization someday, and we can do arts, crafts, and further our political messages that we want to spread and create like a bigger safe space in Aotearoa as well.
Awesome. Yeah.
And where can we find you guys next?
You can find us at Zine Fest in July, July 20th and 21st at the Art Gallery. And you can also find us online on our newly launched website, migrantzinecollective.wordpress.com.
And also we're having our first migrant zine pop-up library in Melbourne in July. So we're really excited for that as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.